Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
The Detroit Red Wings season ended in heartbreaking fashion, missing the playoffs for the eighth straight season. Will we ever see the true return of Hockey Town?
Players have to go through losing before they can win. They have to go through some heartbreak.
I'm Brian Fisher, and this is the Daily J. At the end of February, the Detroit Red Wings seemed poised to make their first playoff appearance since 2016, as they sat comfortably in the first wildcard spot in the Eastern Conference. But after a disastrous March where the Red Wings saw just three wins for a lot of different reasons, and despite heroics in the last three games in April, the Red Wings missed the playoffs on a game-winning empty net goal between the Capitals and the Flyers. With how expectations changed throughout the year, is the season a success or a failure?
It's not a success, and I know failure is like a strong word and people bristle at failure. Like, when you have goals, you might fail. That's part of having expectations. When the Red Wings began the season, sending a lot of their younger players down to Grand Rapids, adding more veteran presence, trading for Alex DeBrincat, adding JT Compher, Gost Despair on the blue line, it was clear that they were trying to be more competitive. Then they added Patrick Kane. Then they built up an 8-9 point cushion. I don't think it's unreasonable to say this team could have and should have made the playoffs. And the heartbreak of last night is couple things. It's an unfortunate but fitting end for this hockey team. Unfortunate because of all ways to get bounced. You lose by a point because another team pulls a goalie in a tie game. But it's fitting because it's a series of missed opportunities for the Red Wings. But they had so many chances, and because they squandered them, they did it to themselves. Mm-hmm. So it's fitting in that way, as unfortunate as it is.
That was 97.1 The Ticket host Jim Costa, who believes the season is a failure based on his own playoff expectations. But one crazy thing about how this season played out is that opinions on the result swing wildly both ways. As Detroit finished with 91 points, which is 11 better than the season prior, and fought for the playoffs all the way until the end of Game 82. Red Wings radio announcer Ken Cal, for example, believes the end result is still a success.
Well, that's why you play 82 games, in my opinion. So, obviously, the Red Wings had a terrific lead going into the playoffs, I think at the beginning of March, but then they went through a stretch where they lost Dylan Larkin, and they went through a 7-game losing streak, and that really hurt the team. And it hurt their chances because it brought everybody back into the playoff picture that they were so far ahead of. So, I think I get it. I think that's what the fans are looking at when they say it's a failure, is that the Red Wings had such a big lead, and you know, it looked like they were a shoo-in to get into the playoffs. But overall, I think when you look at where the Red Wings ended up this year, I think we all kind of figured out that the team wanted to play meaningful games as long as they could. And it went all the way up to Game 82 this season. So I just think that they're a better team this year. They made an 11-point improvement. And next year, I think the expectations will be a lot higher.
But one thought that came to my mind this morning is, can both be true? Can the season end in failure, but also be considered a success when looking at the big picture? Here is Max Boltman, Detroit Red Wings beat writer for The Athletic.
Honestly, I think that that's a little reductive as a way to view it. I think that it's progress. Whether that alone is enough to constitute success, I think there's room for nuance there, right? Like, it's that they were successful in some of their aims, right? They certainly developed some of their young players. Lucas Raymond looks like a legitimate star, looks like a big game player. Those are things that they wanted to play meaningful games to kind of start to foster and to find out and all those things. There are other ways, you know, they did not make the playoffs. And I think that was a goal of theirs. And so they failed in that goal, right? They probably didn't get as much time for Simon Edvinson as I, and I think many others think would have been beneficial to them, but they got some, and he got some important minutes for them down the stretch. And I think it's almost going to go in a case by case basis.
Red Wings dangerous down low. It comes left circle. Raymond in front. Score!
So we're going to see a lot of chatter over the next few days about whether or not this season was a success or a failure. But after eight straight seasons without a playoff berth, which, by the way, is a franchise record, is there still hope Detroit will reclaim sustained success along with its title as Hockey Town? Back to Max.
In terms of winning a Stanley Cup, I think they can. In terms of the level of dynasty that they had in the late 90s and early 2000s, the tough reality is no NHL team may get to that level of dominance and success, right? It takes so much to go your way, right, for that to happen. The Red Wings in that era were playing in a different set of rules than exists today, right? You're not going to find Hall of Famers in the third and fourth round of the same draft just because there's, you know, these interesting draft rules about Europeans and this, you know, culture around Russians that was the case in 1989 when they drafted Nick Lidstrom and Sergei Fedorov, right? You're not going to operate in a league with no salary cap anymore like was the case in 2002 when they assembled a super team. Now you're going to have to do things a different way. And I don't think that the bar for measuring any NHL team can be creating a dynasty where you win, you know, three championships in 5 or 6 years.
Another 25-year playoff streak is likely out the window, but building towards multiple Stanley Cups is still on the table for the Red Wings in the future. To accomplish that goal, what holes does this team still have left to fill before they're ready to take that step?
I think there's also some pretty clear holes. You know, you're going to look at a team and say, can they score in the hard areas, right? The Brinkett's a kind of a pure shooter. I think down the stretch you saw as the games got tighter checking and tougher, the Red Wings need to add another kind of scoring, right? A kind of grittier, harder element to their offensive game. I think when you look at the defense core, and not just the defensemen, this is a team thing. The forwards are involved here too. Probably need to be built to be a stingier defensive team, right? A tougher team, a more physical team, a harder to play against team. And I think perhaps the biggest is in goal. You know, they had three goalies this year. They had Billy Husso entered the year as their expected starter. He was hurt for almost the entire season. You had James Reimer and Alex Lyon, who ended up splitting a lot of the duties in net. Alex Lyon kind of played above much more, I think, than they ever anticipated he would. And he played really well for a lot of games. But he does not have a super long track record. And I think when you look at this season, the Red Wings were at their best when they were getting above average, if not elite, goaltending.
Don't skate away. We'll be back right after this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Over the blue line to Dylan Larkin. Now to Raymond. He shoots. He scores! Oh, my goodness! Lucas Raymond wins the game for Detroit in overtime!
Another interesting angle about the team's accomplishments and shortcomings on this season is the opinion on second-year head coach Derek Lalonde. For two straight seasons, he oversaw a team that took strides in their point totals, but also oversaw collapses in the second half of both those years. Does that make head coach a hole that needs to be filled before becoming a contender? Jim thinks it might be.
I hated Lalonde's comments. I don't think I'm alone in that. I would have loved to see the guy have some kind of confidence instead of the loser's mentality of, well, golly gee, we might not be here next year because New Jersey's really good. Hey, Derek, I'd like you guys to be very good. I mean, what does it say to you and your locker room and your fan base that we might not be here next year? When Dan Campbell said, well, it's hard to get to the Super Bowl, that's a different tier. We're talking about just making the playoffs for the Red Wings. That's not the same thing. And when Campbell does it, it's much more inspiring. I don't know that... Whatever you think of Lalonde, I don't think inspiring is a word that people would use, especially the way that he messaged this publicly the last couple months. And if I'm a Red Wing fan, I'm not at all encouraged with the fact that they collapsed back-to-back years under his leadership. I'm not at all encouraged that the tone and the slow starts in a lot of these hockey games could be attributed back to him.
But like everything in this episode, the opinion on Lalonde, too, varies wildly. Back to Max.
I think that's a little overblown, personally. I get it. The March was miserable, and they were without Dylan Larkin, but you still expect an NHL team to be able to do more without their best player than the Red Wings did in March. It was not pretty, and I don't think it's that alone is a sufficient excuse for what happened to the Red Wings in the month of March. And I do think some of that falls on the coaches, but I don't think that you can really say that this is a coaching staff that hasn't been effective, that isn't making progress, that isn't moving the Red Wings forward, right? Like they improved 11 points this year. That's a pretty big jump. They went from a team that was out of this for pretty much the last month of last season to a team that was in it until not just the last day, but the last seconds of this season, right? Like they were in this right down to the regulation buzzer. And I think that's a clear step of progress, the kind of thing that Steve Yzerman's going to want to see, and the fact that they did stay in that fight. So much in the same way that I think the coaching staff deserves some blame for what went wrong in March, I have to say I think the coaching staff deserves some credit for what went right in April.
Not making the Stanley Cup playoffs sucks, especially with how Detroit was eliminated. There's just really no sugarcoating it. But Ken believes there is still value in how it ended, even if it isn't how we wanted it to. Here he is one last time.
Players have to go through losing before they can win. They have to go through some heartbreak. So even though the Red Wings didn't make the postseason this season, it was a good learning experience for them just to understand what it's going to take over the course of the year next year to make the playoffs. And again, games in October and November are just as important as games when you need to win in the latter part of March or even into April. So, you know, every game's important, no matter how you look at it on the schedule, and it's all about winning games.
It was, without a doubt, a frustrating end to the season, rife with missed opportunities. But it can't be overlooked that the organization took a definitive step forward with its rebuild, and that it's more likely this is the beginning of their winning window rather than the end of it. Thanks to Ken Kale, Max Boltman, and Jim Costa for lending their expertise to this episode. Red Wings highlights came courtesy of the Detroit Red Wings Radio Network. And as always, this podcast wouldn't be possible without WWJ's digital team. Check out WWJNewsRadio.com for the top local news stories on demand 24/7. Make sure you don't miss out on new episodes of The Daily J by subscribing using the Odyssey app or get it wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Brian Fisher, and this is The Daily J. Thanks for listening.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.